It's time for our Bartlesville Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Bartlesville head football coach John McKee. Before tonight's Thursday night matchup between the Bruins and the Hornets, Bartlesville Booker T. Washington coach coming off a 47-28 loss against Sand Springs last week. But Bruins still very much alive in the playoffs. Win and you're in. Lose, you go home. And I know you've talked about it with your guys a little bit. It's almost like the playoffs just start tonight. It's an extension of it.
No doubt. I mean, for us, the playoffs are now. Like you mentioned, it's win or you're done. So hopefully we can go out and get a win and make the playoffs. If that happens, we're probably going to – well, I know we're going to have to go to Midwest City, so that's going to be enough. Another tough game if we can get there, but we got to take care of this one first. And we've got to go out and have some success against the Hornets.
Before we talk about Booker T tonight, let's talk a bit about the Sand Springs game from last week, a game that you guys were very much in until about midway late into the third quarter, trailed by 4 at halftime, and once again had a couple mistakes, a roughing the passer penalty, then a fumble, a big play given up on defense, and all of a sudden things start snowballing again. But for a little bit longer than the last couple times you played, some of those district leaders were still very much involved in the ballgame and kind of going tit for tat with a good Sand Springs team that's going to challenge for the district title this weekend.
No doubt. I mean, we did some really good things, but as I mentioned earlier in the radio show, our nemesis is turnovers. You take that first drive. We take that first drive and march right down the field and do things that we want to do with ease almost. And our next drive, so-so, and then we get a turnover. And before you know it, it's a 21-25 ball game at half. You still feel like you're in it. And this kind of, as you mentioned, things kind of snowballed there in that third quarter.
Talked about mistakes earlier in the week, and one thing kind of leading to another. I don't think that it's necessarily coincidental that you had that big fumble deep in your own territory following a big play given up on defense, following a penalty that shouldn't have happened on defense. And it's kind of one thing leads to another, and it seems like once they get a little bit tight, sometimes a young team that hasn't played in a terrible amount of big football games is prone to make a few more mistakes than they were when they were playing loose earlier.
No doubt. And, that's kind of, like I said, been our MO kind of this season. But as I mentioned earlier this week, we're just saving all that stuff, and we're going to have the perfect game come tonight, and we're going to go out and see what happens against the Hornets.
Booker T. Washington, a very good football team overall, but clearly very good defensively. Hornets, I know that they beat St. Springs 17-12 a couple of weeks ago, held a very good Bixby team to 28 points last week, lost to the Spartans last week 28-0, and it's going to be tough to go up against that good defense this evening.
No doubt. Very athletic, very physical defense. They play a very attacking style of defense. They're going to come get after you. And told our kids all week, we've got to absorb that initial wave and have some success early and get some first downs and go from there. But, Coach Caleb down there does a good job. I know it's his first year as a head coach there, but he's doing an outstanding job, and he's got that team, playing well.
What does your offense have to do against the Booker T defense that you're going to face this evening? Hornets, one of the best defensive teams in the league, and what is Garrett Meidel and the Bartlesville offense going to have to do against that defense to have some success tonight?
Don't turn it over. Don't turn the ball over, and just stay calm, and get the ball where it needs to go. I mean, he knows if we get pressure where it needs to go, so hopefully he can get it to the right guy and not turn it over. Just don't make a big mistake.
Bartlesville head football coach John McKee, Bruins and the Hornets, winner to the 6A2 playoffs, loser, done for the season. Coach McKee, appreciate the time, and we'll speak with you next week.
Thanks, sir.
That's our pregame interview with Bartlesville head football coach John McKee. Bartlesville at Booker T. Washington. Kickoff coming up next. It's the Bruin pregame show as you're listening to exclusive coverage of Bartlesville football on K1.